أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى والذين كفروا عما أنذروا معرضون. These are the opening ayats of Surah Al-Ahqaf. Al-Ahqaf refers to sand dunes or sand hills. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes reference to the people of Aad who stayed in this area that had sand dunes. The surah was revealed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like the previous surahs before the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was in the Meccan period of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as typically as the Meccan surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the very three important fundamentals of our deen, that is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Risalat, that is the Nubuwat and the Prophethood of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and generally the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, and thirdly Qiyamah, Resurrection. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hameem, Allah knows best its meaning, Tanzeerul Kitabi min Allahil Azizil Hakim, the revelation of the Kitab of the book, that is the Qur'an Kareem, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz, Allah who is Almighty, Al-Hakim, Allah who is All-Wise. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Almighty in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have imposed laws, and Allah has imposed laws as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired. There is no one to change the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no one to infiltrate the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is no one to change anything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent down. There is no one to change this revelation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent down, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Almighty, Al-Hakim, and again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is All-Wise. Every law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filled with wisdom. Every verse of the Qur'an is filled with wisdom. Every word of the Qur'an Kareem is filled with wisdom. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, it is filled with wisdom. ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق. Allah says, we have not created the skies and the earth and whatever lies in between it except with the truth. In other words, there is a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the skies, why Allah has created the earth, Allah has created everything in between it. Allah has not created it in vain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created it as a play, as an amusement, but there is truth in His creation. There is an absolute motive and a niyat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it. Wa ajalim musamma, and Allah has created it all for a fixed time, that everything will be in its orbit for a fixed time. And what is that? For akhirat. So that man will be resurrected, and man will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this world is not just filled with play and amusement, but this world is a world of amal, a world of actions that will last, say, a fixed time. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَمَّا أُنذِرُوا مُعْرِضُونَ. And those who disbelieved, they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the truth and the reality was that whatever had been sent down to them, they had turned away from it. It was intended for each and every one of mankind. This revelation, this Quran, was intended for each and every one of mankind, especially those in the first era, those in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They understood this kitab, they understood the words of this kitab, but they had turned away from this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever they were warned with, they had turned away from it. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Whilst this kitab came to invite them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you not see that whatever you call, whatever you worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aruni madha khalaqu min al-ard, then show me what they have created from any portion of the world. You create, you worship these idols, that Lat, Manat and Uzza, and then the idols of different people of different times. Whatever you have worshipped, show me what you have what have they created. Any one bit of the portion of this earth, even if it is a square millimeter, or even if it is the minutest grain, were they ever able to create anything to have contributed to this earth that Allah has created? Am lahum shirkun fi samawat, or do they have different partners in the skies, that they may have had some share with some being in the sky that would have directed them and made them these deities and these objects of worship that you worship? Ituni bi kitabim min qabli hadha aw atharatin min ilmin in kuntum sadiqin. So intellectually then, they have not created anything. They do not have any partnership with anyone or any being in the sky. So obviously, that will become a factor which does not allow you to worship them. Secondly, let us look at another thing. Bring some kitab, whether it was the Torah, whether it was the Injil, whether it was any other scriptures. Perhaps we don't know about them. Bring those kitabs that have certified and given you the mandate that you should worship these idols. So that also you cannot bring those kitabs that had come before this. O atharatin, or any form of proof that you had been following some Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min ilmin, of any form of knowledge whatsoever. Maybe some Nabi had given you some mandate to have worshipped these idols and these gods. In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful in this claim of yours that these are your gods and these are your deities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ, who is more deviated, who is more wayward, مِمَّنْ يَدْعُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, than that person that worships gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here Allah ta'ala describes the gods as, number one, مَلَّا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, such gods that do not respond to you. You make dua to them, you call them, and you can carry on calling them. Your life will come to an end, your progeny's life will come to an end, till the day of Qiyamah, millions of generations will pass, but they will not respond to you. And even worse than that, وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ, they are absolutely ignorant and negligent of whatever you have been asking for from them. They have never heard it, and they don't know about it. And hence, how can you call such gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.